With today's Food Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. WAFLA has been helping ag employers fill needs in their workforce for over 10 years, but not always without controversy. Speaking at last week's Small Fruit Conference in Linden, WAFLA Executive Director Dan Fazio said they take heat from both the right and the left.
Representative Tim Schreier represents the Washington 8th District, which goes from Issaquah up through Wenatchee, made the statement publicly that H2A is indentured servitude. I wrote her a letter and said I was deeply saddened by that statement, and it was very hurtful. Indentured servitude means, you know, basically is one step from slavery, right? And to make that statement is outlandish for a U.S. government elected official. And so we're going to meet with her and see if she can walk that back.
Fazio says Schreier got her information from an article by the activist group Farm Worker Justice, but those on the right have their own gripes.
Equally, you know, outlandish is lots of people on the right side of the ledger saying that these guys have come here to take American jobs, and that's not the case. There's oodles of regulations built in to give jobs to any willing, able, and qualified domestic workers. So we've got this dynamic on the left and right, the left calling H2A indentured servitude, the right wing saying that the foreign workers have come here to take American jobs, and your job is to tell people that everything is running well, and this is the system that we're supposed to use. And that just doesn't make headlines, right?
Olympia-based WAFLA is the largest provider of H2A guest workers in the Northwest.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.